Yank, the Army Weekly, presents G.I. Jive. Here it is, fellas, the music you asked for, G.I. Jive, the AEF jukebox of the air. To get what you want in jazz, write. The only address you need is Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. Just put your request in and out will come your favorite bands and singing stars. Well, men, as the governor of North Carolina said to the governor of South Carolina, well, beat my chops, pops. I hear tell there's going to be a riff session around this here territory. So let's hinge on to it just lightly and politely. Yes, the good old cat was right, because we're fixing the kicks up right now, and you'll be getting them in a minute. All you have to do is lean back while we blow it out the old jukebox. So look out, it's the stomp treatment of Hallelujah. Everybody off long enough to listen to a short GI blurb from the news. In Washington, government officials recently had a look at a new marine tractor that takes the place of a tugboat and costs only about half as much. The new tractor will pull from 4 to 6 loaded barges, while a tug can take care of only 3 barges. The new United States invention can be built in a week as compared against 18 months for a tug, and it requires a crew of only 2 or 3 men as compared with 7 to 9 of the tugboat. Well, best of all, the new marine tractor can be taken apart in 4 sections and shipped in airplanes to the fighting zones. And all of which adds up to another headache for Schickelgruber and Tojo. And ought to get everybody in an amiable mood for listening to The Spirit's Got Me, Mrs. Dorsey's little boy, Jimmy.
devil was walking by the road one night, and all the Lord's children just shook with fright. Children said the Lord, is you going to be scared? Just hit that old devil till you kill him dead.
Oh, kill the devil. Kill the devil.
Maiden church today, and the preacher man, he had lots to say. Brethren, he said, for our coals to roll, drop your money in the box, and I'll pray for your soul.
Nice stomping, Jimmy. Nice stomping. And now back to the GI News. Medical Corps reports from the Middle East, North African, and China-Burma-India theaters show that the United States Army has won an almost complete victory over diseases which can be prevented by inoculations. In the China-Burma-India theater, there were no cases among our troops of cholera, tetanus, or smallpox. There was one case of typhus and 12 of typhoid. This record covers the year ending last July, in which time there was but one man lost from a typhoid case. In the Middle East and North Africa, there were but 4 mild cases of typhus and no one lost in the 12-month period. And that's good news. And here's good music. It's the Satanic Blues by the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. Got time to slip in one more small but interesting item. The new United States 57-millimeter gun revealed to be in use by our troops against the Germans is called by the War Department a modified and improved version of the British six-pounder. Used chiefly as an anti-tank gun, our new 57 has replaced the 37-millimeter because of heavier armor on German tanks. As the Nazis brought in heavier and better protected tanks, the 37's effectiveness dropped. The 57-millimeter is the Army's answer, and by now the Germans have been made to know it, so it's no military secret. However, just for no reason at all, we're going to give out with Claude Thornhill's arrangement of... Shh. It's a military secret.
Don't talk about the weather. Just keep your wits together.
That's the safest way to keep it. These are critical times. Be careful of espionage.
In such critical times, you gotta watch out for sabotage. I've gotta talk to someone.
Don't give any information.
It's smart to be a dumb one.
Simply change the conversation. Let's just talk about love.
'Cause that's what I'm thinking of.
And it's no military secret.
Down at the bottom of the old bounce bin, man, so we'll have to call a halt on this little clam bake. But keep an eye peeled for return engagement of the old jukebox very soon. Until then, so long, and I'll be seeing you. Produced by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.